There are 22 chapters in the book of Revelation, and chapter 11 is the most difficult to understand. What disagreement I discovered as I studied the commentaries. But this is one of the most important chapters of Revelation, and we must study it prayerfully, looking for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. John had eaten the scroll. He had taken into his head and heart the message of God. Now he tells us of the things that must come to pass. Let's mark the worship in verses 1 and 2. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. There were three temples built in Jerusalem that we know about, Solomon's temple, Zerubbabel's temple, and Herod's temple. God's temple of today isn't made up of dead stones, but living stones, the believers in the Lord Jesus. The Apostle Paul said, Know ye not that you are the temple of God? But this passage doesn't refer to the church. The worship in these verses isn't Christian, it's Jewish. What is this temple that's to be measured? A temple that will be built in the holy city. It will be beautiful and big, and a system of priesthood and sacrifices will be set up. In this temple, which will be in existence during the Great Tribulation, the Antichrist will appear. He'll claim the right to be worshipped. 2 Thessalonians 2:4 says, Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. John was given a reed like a rod. This reed grew in the Jordan Valley. Because of its light weight, it made a good measuring rod. The word rod represented a Jewish unit of measurement, about 10 feet. These bamboo-like canes were 10 feet long. John was instructed to measure the temple and the worshipers. Many times you find a measuring ordered by God. It speaks of two things, ownership and correction or judgment. Here we see the two things. A reed is 10 feet long. Even a tall person comes short of 10 feet. By measuring the worshipers, we see that they come short of God's standard. The Jews are going to Jerusalem in unbelief. When they rebuild the temple, where now stands the Mosque of Omar, which will be cast down, when they reinstate the Mosaic institutions and rituals, they'll do so with great hope, but in unbelief. Here we see the rod of the anger of God because of their unbelief, the rejection of Christ. So the holy will be trampled upon. In the measuring of the temple, John was asked to leave out the outer court. Why? It was given to the Gentiles. The temple was divided into four courts, converging on the Holy of Holies. One of the courts was the court of the Gentiles. They couldn't pass it. If they did, it meant death. Next to it came the court of the women, beyond which women couldn't pass. Next was the court of the Israelites, beyond which men couldn't come. Then the court of the priests, which contained the altar, the Holy of Holies. Only priests were allowed into this court. This verse tells us that Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. The times of the Gentiles end at the second coming of Christ, when Gentile dominion is destroyed and Christ establishes his kingdom. While God is permitting Gentile dominion and persecution of Israel, he'll judge her persecutors. Now, let's meet the witnesses, verses 3 to 12. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and an half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Some say they are not persons, but they see in them the law and the prophets, or the law and the gospel, or the Old and the New Testament. Others say 2 is the number of testimony, therefore they represent the witnessing remnant. But I believe they're persons. Why? They speak and they're heard. They're handled and they're hated and they're hurt. And they're called witnesses. The word for witness means one who was martyred for God, a martyr. It's used about 60 times in the Bible, and every time it's used, it refers to a person. They're spoken of as prophets. The Bible says they shall prophesy. Every time that word is used, it refers to a person, and it's used more than 300 times. They're clothed in sackcloth. This word is often used in the Bible, and it always refers to a person. Sackcloth was worn to express mourning or to exhort people to repent. These witnesses are called two olive trees and two candlesticks. The word lampstands is a symbol of witness. We saw this in the first chapter. Now, the olive oil from the olive trees is that which provides fuel for the lampstands. What's the significance? These two witnesses will be raised up to be lampstands or witnesses for God, and they'll be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God, for that's the idea behind the olive oil. So look for the power of God in their lives, not the power of man. The power of God is almighty, and no one can withstand it or fight against it. Oh, how good it is to accept the pity, the mercy, the grace of God, and to be saved. I hope you will repent and that you will receive the Lord Jesus and become a child of God. You will, won't you?